Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Okay, so today's daf is daf Samach Vav. Just to go back on a couple of things. Firstly, Rav Baruch David sent me a Taisus Yomtif. I should have mentioned this. I'm sorry to go back to it, but the Soiviv issue we had, according to Rashi, there was no... If you look back, the Rashi... The Rashi on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, just it's Hashlama from Parak Chachi Karchim, really. Samach Gimel Amid Beis, yeah. If you look at the second skinny line, Kishu Oilu Mizbeach, Poinul is small. Like Rashi said, you have the, let's say the Oilu Sa'if, Kishu Rabba B'Mizruch, right? You would go up, instead of going to the right, because it was too crowded, you'd go up to the left. And these are the three exclusions where you wouldn't turn right, you'd go left. And Rashi says that the oil sa'if, kishu oil in his bech, painul is small, you go to the left. Now we said to the left, according to Rashi, because of what he says in Samach Dalid, is that it's not referring to a ramp to the sa'ivev, because Rashi says there is no ramp to the sa'ivev. However, if you look at the Shita Mekubetes, ois yud beis, the Shita Mekubetes says, read those words. Who wants to read it? Rav David, you want to read it for us? So, what does Rashi say? Wait till you find it. And this is in Rashi. So the Shita Mikubetza says in Rashi, when you would go up to the left, you would go up to the Saivev on the left. But Rashi in Samach Dalet says, as clear as day, that there was no Saivev on the left side.
There's no ramp to the
Seiviv. Well, there's no ramp to the Seiviv, yeah. Right, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi again in Samach Dalam and Aleph, to this, the last semi-widest line, Rashi says, Upana l'smo v'leitznanbo upana l'Seiviv, Rashi says.
Doesn't
shtim. Shirta Mikubetzes, the gears in Rashi, the Shirta Mikubetzes is a pli atzuma.
When he takes it out.
No, he doesn't.
The
word is kishu oila, he takes those. It's shekishe. He's saying shekishe oila, not shekishehu oila. It's shekishe oila. But the main thing is that he takes out the girsa. The main thing is that he adds the word soivet lismoila. It can't get. So this is the Taisus Yomtiv's problem.
Is there not?
So just pointing out, the Taisus Yomtiv says Avad Rashi and Samach Dalet is clear. And when Rashi in the Girsa of the Ushita says the word Soivev, he's not referring to the Soivev that's on the mid area of the Mizbeach, he's referring to the top of the Mizbeach, which was the Makam Hilach HaKehanim. That's a Rashi, that's another Soivev.
That's confusing.
Yes.
It's a term of art.
It's just interesting, because the Taisus Yomtiv didn't even... Yeah, term of art, meaning not art school, not art.
Normally, in a certain way,
it's like in
a
profession, if you talk about a lawyer's brief, you know what it is. It's not brief, it's a particular type of structure, etc., etc. It's just a short
okay.
Brief.
Shit, a brief. Yeah, okay, so just to point that out, Baruch David, thank you very much. You sent that to me. Taisus Yomtiv seems to have that gear. So, okay, that's number one. Number two, I had this question yesterday of what exactly is Malika? Because the Gemara has a Havamina that Malika could be done b'sakin, and the Gemara also has a Havamina that Malika could be done not necessarily Mimul Ayrif. We need to have Limudim for such a thing. So then what is Malika? If Malika could be done with a Sakin, and it can technically also be done from the front or the bottom, like a behemoth. So then what is Malika? What is Malika? What is Malika? It's just a term that you shech a bird?
Well, let's first translate the word.
Yeah, what does it mean?
So I, what's the Targum? Someone has to I should look.
He touches it.
No, the Targum Yunkelis. Yeah, if you don't mind. Targum, I was the Targum Yunkelis, not the. Yes.
He translates it as pinching.
Pinching.
Motion. Like that. So that's pinching. Referring to the motion of the fingers. Now the Gemara is telling us where it's going to be and what it's going to do, but it's when you use your fingers to cut through something.
Yeah, but the Gemara thinks as a Habamino you can use a knife.
I know.
Well, you pinch it with a knife, maybe.
It doesn't completely, yeah, you're only thinking.
But you pinch.
Well, the question is, where does it come from? What's the etymology of Malika?
Yeah. I thought it meant like to separate. Moloch. Rashi says, Moloch. So this Kasha, I actually found someone asked this question. It's a sefer from Zivchei Tzedek. You know the author of the sefer? I didn't get a chance to look at it.
No, I'm not familiar.
What is it? Says V'yimloik.
V'yimloik?
V'yimloik
Hashem L'yoylam.
Now you understand why the art school says it.
Oh. Yeah. He says, Zivchei Tzedek, I'm so one of the Achroinim, I don't know. He says, Hinei Yesh La'ayin, Mahu Geder Malika. What is Malika? Maybe it's the shechita with his nail, from the back to the front, top to the bottom, or bottom to the top, depends how you look at it. But it's, maybe you'd say that. He says, you can't say that, because Rashi says in Chulin, that, for example, by the way, the sugya in Chulin Daf Chaf is like the sugya of Malika, like it's a whole blot on Malika. And Rashi says over there that you can use your tooth as long as it's attached. Shein ve'ikra is kashul malika.
As long as it's attached.
As long as it's attached. You can't use your tooth, otherwise it's a kli. It's like a sakin. You take it off. You take your gold tooth and you slice the...
He bites into it.
So by that reason, you don't need to use a goydo.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. As long as it's attached, ba'atz mishal koyin. He says that, that seems to be the explanation of Malika. So he
and
says,
I don't know why you wouldn't say like the Rambam either, then you should specifically use another hand or another kite, same way you use your tooth.
Oh, well that's right.
It's not a small either.
Oh, so this is the Raya, very good. That's Rebbe mentioned a while ago, that this sugya in Chulin, Daf Chav, is a Raya that there's no din yamin, it's so small. From the tooth. Taisus brings the raya. I'm sorry. Taisus brings the raya. Right? Taisus. Where's that Taisus that brings the raya from the tooth?
Does he have to use the tooth on the right side of his
mouth? Mechayra not. Yeah. Where's that Taisus, Rebbe Tov? Is it? Taisus says that it's so small. So Taisus says with the tooth. Maybe it's in Kedushin?
Hold on.
I know Tesis talks about it. That's one.
By the way, basic training for the Marines, they teach them to kill chickens by chewing.
Yafin Megas. Sarasa Milchas Chayte. Okay, alright. Alright, so he grapples with this question. And he says, maybe you'll say that it's a din b'mata l'mala, but the Gemara has a havamin yot nibamul oirif. So he really goes into this, the Sefer Zivchei Tzedek I found. It was just, again, it's always good to find a raya to what you're saying. That's a good thing with Deitzah Chachma, is you can always find a raya to what you're saying, no matter what you say. And also, I should point this out, the Rashba, this is a major Rashba. This is something that's important to remember. Rashba Nachulin on that Daf Chof, says like this. He says that, He says a Lashon over here that the dinim of Hilchas Shechita do not apply to Malika. The Hainu, for example, Shihio, Darso, Chalada, Shepsulim B'Shechita, the Einim Poisim B'Malika.
I mean, the fact that we need one sin,
the problem is...
The problem is
the Gemara's Mavur. What does the Gemara say? Shihia b'simin sheni. Shihia b'simin sheni. But what about the first simin? Is there a psul shihia on the first simin?
There should be.
If that's the shechita of the oif, Rashi says, against the lomdus, the chia says nifsak with the first simin, that's the shechita, that's the malika, it's not the second simin, but the first simin. What's up, the Rajma here, that there's no psulim of shechita by malika? That's by the second simon, maybe, but not by the first simon. So this Rajba needs a lot of beer.
Rabbi Feldman, who has this, he has this Shari Chachma, he says, no malikik sheir lechatchila, bein ali de drisa, bein ali de halacha v'alva. He says, some people say halacha v'alva absul, but drisa is not a problem.
Isn't Jesus the way you don't saw through?
He says it's not a problem.
No. It says you're Milo Chumevi the thumb. You saw it. You do saw it through. But that's the Iker Shechita.
Go back to Kohen U.
Hebrew 101. Hebrew U. But this Rajmini, this Rajman Chulin Daf Chaf is a very big pella. This is from Dvar Avram, Sefer Dvar Avram. Asks on this Rajba.
Wow. Okay.
It's in Rajba Dav Chaf and Chulin. This needs a lot of explanation. I think they say that Rajba is only referring to the second simon.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, but it's not so much like that.
Can I ask you a stupid question? What happens with the blood of the Eilas Saif? It doesn't go to the aside because he's on the Mizrachis Dreimus. So it just stays there. There's no halach of aside, but no shirayim. I guess not. I mean, because
you do mitzvah.
Yeah, but after mitzvah, what happens with that blood?
Where does it drip down?
It just drips down to the floor because there's no aside.
It's not
the aside. There's no aside with dry mizrachis.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Right. Yeah.
What happens to the blood? It's weird.
I mean, the truth is, if you think about it, according to the Ravid, you do everything on the top of the mizbeach. It just sits on the top of the mizbeach.
Right.
Only Rashi holds that it's done al kir mamish on the wall. The blood is just hanging out over there. Unique, very unique, the carbonus of the onion.
Do you ever clean off the top of the bear, all the stuff, apart from the
I don't know.
They had to clean it.
I mean, imagine all these carbonus. Every Yoledus, right? Every Yoledus brings an oil. It's not like you bring a, it's like, a mincha soita, You bring one. You're bringing oil soifs. Imagine, I think like in Lakewood, there's like 1,000 babies born every day or something. I don't know, I'm making that up, but it's probably very close to that.
Oil
soif, chata soif for every oiledis.
So according to all the explainers, why there's a difference between them, are they bringing both because they want to be chaper for both lavin and
aseis? Oh, okay, well, that's the din of the... Okay, that's... We'll see maybe more on that in the next parrot. But, You hear this. Okay. All right. We have to move a little bit. Let's learn the daf, Mitzvashem. We're on, today's daf is daf Samach Vav. Are you giver? You can start from here. Today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We're five lines from the bottom of Samach Hei Amud Beis. So we had three interpretations of the machlekes between our Mishnah, who holds that if you're mavdil b'chatos, it's possible. If you end up separating, which again, according to Rashi means you cut the second simin, according to the Rambam, you decapitate the bird. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds that you can be mavdil b'chatos. And we had three explanations of that machlekes, and now we're going to have a fourth, and not an explanation of the machlekes per se, but a fourth interpretation of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Amruah kameh de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Set him in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Loishmielahu. He said they said these terutzim, these three explanations in the Machlekes and the Rav Yirmi, and he said to them, Loishmielahu had Am Rab Shimon ben El Yakim. Did you not hear that which Rab Shimon ben El Yakim said? Mishum Rab Lozer ben Pedas. Mishum Rab Lozer ben Shemua. I'm a Hayu Rab Lozer Rab Shimon. This is a Rab Lozer party.
An interesting check.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Rabbi Priya Lazar's over here. So they said in the name of Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Shemati Bechatas Oiv Shemavdilin that you are Mavdil Bechatas Oiv Lechatchila. You're allowed to do it. Not that if you did it, it's not possible. It's Lechatchila. I, the Torah says, Malakas Roishoy Velo Yavdil. Umay Lo Yavdil. Ain Sorich Lahavdil. You do not need to be Mavdil. And Rashi explains that because Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon has a different source, that there's a din havdalah by Oyla Sa'oiv. He has a different source, Rashi says. And the Torah says, again, this is based on the Sugyan Chulim. The Torah says that a Chata Sa'oiv is different than Oyla Sa'oiv. This is his drush. A Chata Sa'oiv is different than an Oyla Sa'oiv. And the Oyla Sa'oiv has an obligation of havdalah. So what's the next step? The next step, that a chata sa'if is different than a lay sa'if, linyan havdalah, you can't go and say there's an isser, because all the Torah says is that it's different regarding havdalah. That means there's no chiyuv, there's an obligation by an oila, and a chatas is different in the sense that there's no obligation. But a chatchila, you can be mabdil. That's how Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon learns the drushes, he has a different source. So you have to see that Sugyan Kuhn, the long Rashi over here, as how he knows, how Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon knows this. But according to this interpretation, I'm Russian, you're influencing. I am the Rashi. It's a very. Okay, so that's that.
Otherwise, you'd get it, though.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not. It's so small.
That's the difference between Akats and
according to Reb Shimon, regarding Havdalah. Regarding Havdalah. Now, according to this, possible. Yes. Well, is it very good?
To read it that way.
Very good. So let's look at the next Gemara's question, which is really what you're saying, and then we can look at the places. Back to Gemara. Amar Rav Acha Beis Rav Rav Ashi Elameyato Gabi Bor Dechsev Lo Yechasenu. Yeah. Now the Gemara picks this one out of a hat. Fractasis. Every single lav. Every single lav. You should not eat chazer. You don't have to eat chazer. But if you want to, it's a chatila okay. Imagine where you can end up with that. Right. You don't have to steal, but if you want to, you can.
It's a chiv, it's not a lav. You have to cut it off, but if you don't, so that's one step down.
No, you don't have to. You're allowed to. Okay.
And he says, therefore, one step down is different.
Okay.
That's not a riot, and if there's a lav, one step down is different.
Yeah, but the Gemara is asking from
us.
But the problem is, once you say that the lo yavdil can mean that, so then
Look at Tosfos.
Elameyata Gabi Bar, it's the last Tosfos in the parak. Elameyata Gabi Bar, the Chsiv Lo Yechasenu. Mikol Lavin Shuv Torah, could go in Loisachsim. Interesting. I'm sure there's a say, you could write a whole say for why Tosfos chose these. Loisachsim, well, Loisachsim's the source that you get Malkus. It's in Lav Sheish by Meiser. Loisachl Chol Nevela, Loisilba Shatnez, Loikasha Le, Lamai Kosbe, Loi Lalav. Obviously, we're not asking why did the Torah write it, if not for the lav? Avoha, the misvara, have, I mean, the mavdil. But over here, there's a svara to say that it's, you should be allowed to, or you have to be mavdil, if you should sorach the dam. And it says, you need the dam. The more dam, the better. You have to, so be mavdil, so more dam could come out. So there, amina, nechisiv layavdil, ain't sorach lahavdil komer. There, there's a reason. And the same thing also, vagabi bar, there's a unique reason. Nami, misvara, have, amina, nechayv lachsoy soy. There's a svar that you should say you have to be chayiv, and therefore you have to cover it, which we're about to ask. And therefore, it's the svar I know, you have to cover a pit, you dig a pit, you cover the pit. Why is the Torah saying that there's a problem and there's an isser to leave it uncovered? Obviously, it's extra. So it must be saying to us, You don't have to.
Say
what by behemoth?
Cut off the head. It was nice, beautiful.
Oh, because you need the dam?
Yeah, if that's the explanation, that you would expect once you need the dam, you have to cut off the head. Why only by an item?
I don't think
it's a
svara.
Well, why would you cut off the head by a behemoth? The Gemara asks this question.
It's not going to generate any more blood.
The Gemara in Chulin asks this question, I think. We should be mavdil by a behemoth. Gemara in Chulin. I am the Gemara in Chulin. I think the Gemara brings this. Yeah, Gemara in Chulin.
It goes through the boat.
Yeah.
So you catch it.
You catch it like a... No, it becomes a trefa. That's not good. It becomes a trefa.
First you shaft it.
And then you cut the head off.
Cut off the head.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing the svara. You need more blood, therefore cut off the head. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I understand.
You bring that to the logical extension.
You have to say, I think the Gemara is this kash and chun, that you should have havdalah by a shechita. But, yeah, okay, but that's the point. Don't start thinking every lav, you know, means ain't a yichayev. Don't think that. Okay.
Don't
pass it. Yeah.
Don't try this at all.
But frekta gemara elamayata gabi bar. Listen to this. This line in the gemara is mamish gans bovakamo. The yeshiva shavelt says elamayata gabi bar the chsiv lo yichasenu. You shall not cover hachanami de ain't sorach lachasus. You maybe you'd say you don't need to cover the bar, which is again not true. What's the comparison? Awesome, keeping the chsiv. There it says, Bal Habor, listen to this. Bal Habor Yishalim. From the fact that there's a chiv tashlumin to pay when you dig a pit, that tells us, he has to cover the pit. He has an obligation to cover the pit, the mitzvah's essay, to cover a pit, because there's a chiv tashlumin. But over here, Michri, Ksiv, Ikrivoi, like we said before, the Torah says, V'ikrivoi, and Chilek HaKosav, and Chata Soif, Oil Soif, it says it in the singular, you shall bring it to differentiate an Oil Soif from a Chata Soif. So I know automatically that that you're not Mavdil. So Lo Yavdil Amali, I know there's a difference already, so why does it say Lo Yavdil? Shmamino, ain't Sorich Lahavdil. That's why it tells us, the Pasuk is telling us that ain't sorich lahavdil. You only say that it's different in the sense that you don't have to be mavdil. You don't have to separate it. And therefore there's a separate drash over here. Vash state in Gemara over here, that the chiyav tashlumin of a bar, is a raya, that there's an isser, or an obligation, an essay, in the middle of an isser essay, obligation to cover the pit. My high. I would say that the chiyav nizakin is, you create a mazik, you have an obligation to pay. You have an obligation, an essay to watch or to cover, and that's a separate need. I'm not so makbid on these things. I'm not so makbid on this, but I know I'm responsible. If I dig a pit, I'm responsible to pay. If I cause someone a loss, if I'm a mazik, I'm a mazik. A mazik has a chiyav to pay. You're a mazik, you have a chiyav to pay. What does the fact that there's an isser or an essay have to do with the chiyav tashlumin, the isser, the dinim of isser v'heter? What does that have to do with the chiyav tashlumin of mazik? You hear this? I have a chiyav to put on tefillin. Would you say that has ramifications for dinei mominus? No. One's the parsha of isser v'heter, and one's the parsha of dinei mominus. Chayshe mishpach chiyav tashlumin. As long as I create the mazik, I'm the one responsible for it. I create it. I'm the one who is obligated for any loss that comes from it. My shor, my bar, my mava, my hever, whatever it is. What does that tell us? Why does that tell us that there's a din isser? And this is the couple first simonim in the Birka Shmuel. Tell me if I'm wrong, Baruch David. Birka Shmuel learns that he says this. He says by stois from this Gemara that the chiyuv tashlumin of mazik is geboit, is based on the fact that you have an isser. Now, the way he says it is that in order to have a shem mazik, it's not like the Torah is giving you a knas for the isser. If you're being over a lav, you have to, no. The shem mazik, to be a mazik, you have to have an obligation to watch or to protect. You have to have the chiyuv shmira. You hear what I'm saying, Baruch David?
Yeah, I just pulled out the Rav Shimon and Baba Kama, because the question becomes, he's Pesheya, then he dies. Can they collect? In other words, he throws the chetz, and then he dies. The answer is that by a chetz he can. So now what about by a bar? If you say that the Siva Sachiyav is the negligence at the time, is it the negligence at the time of the Hezek? The time of the Hezek happens afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He dies at 10 o'clock, and the guy falls into the pit. He digs the pit at 9, dies at 10, and the guy falls into it at 11.
Right.
So the answer is that he is. Well, he thinks so. He thinks so. His words are Siba Sachiyav Bebar Ve'esh Hu Apshia Bishmira. And then the Pasha Nigmara Sibas Chiyuvai Mikara. It's very interesting.
Yeah, you can clarify based on, like you're saying, based on this Gemara, like.
But according to what you said, it's the Isser, then the Isser was finalized at that time. So that even if he should be a Chayav, that's what you're saying. I think he's saying the same thing. Just using different words. Oy.
Yeah, this he's right. That's this sugya over here.
They quote this Gemara, right? Rabbi quotes this Gemara, right?
I looked through it quickly this morning, and I didn't see him quote it.
Do you have they put out new chidushim from him? It's much clearer than the Birch HaShmuel.
And Birch HaShmuel is like, it's like reading.
I know.
you can't read it.
So what they did is, because they said when he said it, it was so clear, so the Talmidim put out now, it's a few good volumes. They called it Chidushi Vishurim around Birch Ber.
Yeah. All right, but that's, again, I think I have to emphasize that based on this Gemara, major stuff.
Great Gemara.
Major stuff. Okay, let's finish the parak, Rabbi Yisrael. Mitzah dam aguf. The Mishnah says that your mematzah, you squeeze out, again, by the Leilas Ha'if, your mitzah, you, like from the word mitz, juice. Mitz in modern Hebrew is juice. You squeeze. Torah Abonim. Oila afal pi. Shemitza dama guf, lemitza dama roish. The rule is that the carbon oil soif, excuse me, if you're mamata dama guf and you're not mamata dama roish, that's okay. Yachol, mitza dama roish, lemitza dama guf. Tamalemrahu. Torah says you have to, you're makbid on having both. If you can't just do the head. Frankly, Gemara, my Talmud. What's the limit over here? What's the difference whether it's the head or the guf? How do you know which one is more ma'akib than the other? So Ravina said, Mestavro, the roiv damim beguf shchichi. Most of the blood is in the body. And therefore, if the Torah is telling us you have to be mematzed the dam, the rule is that, you have to be mematzed the dam from the place where it's more shchiach, or more numerous, or more blood. And therefore, we go with the body, not with the head. But there definitely is, of course, an inyan to get all the dam, and therefore you should do the head. And that's the Perek Hadron Aloch, Kochim Kochim. I did want to just mention. I just wanted to mention from Rabbi Sachs. I don't know. Are you here today, Gerald? Oh, you Gerald, you're here.
Yeah. I'm here.
No, it's good to see you, or good to see the mannequin. Yeah. Mannequin.
Right. Whatever it is. The icon.
The icon. Yeah, it's a head and head and shoulders.
Yeah.
I looked at the Rambam. What's the Iker? So I looked at this din of Shisua, splitting the bird. So you ask that if you need to do both hands, there's a problem of small. Just to read the Rambam does use the word v'shisa isay b'chnafav in Perek Vav Alachuchav Beis Hilchos Meiser Karbonis. He says v'shisa isay b'chnafav biyadoi. He uses the singular word of splitting with the hands. I tell you, I don't know which picture I have in my memory, but that's not what I remember. You take the bird and you split it. How else would you split it with one hand? Can you help me out with this? How would you split it?
The Russian is Russian.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, from the Rambam.
Also, in English, they say with his hand.
With his hand.
How is he going to
How are you going to do it? Talk about a Avodah Kasha Sheva Mikdash. I don't even know.
How did Shem do it? He did it with his hands.
Well, that was a karate chop. Well, he's not karate chopping the bird here.
He's taking a life.
Is he karate chopping the bird? So if anyone has anyone has something to say about this, if someone has a Mara Mokum, maybe you're a Baruch David when you're in Yeshiva today, spoke to Rabbi Mandelbaum, maybe he has something to say about this also, the Shisua, the Maisha Shisua. The question is, I understood Shisua of the Oif is you're splitting it, right, with both hands. How do you split a bird without two hands? And therefore you see there's a din small, there's no problem of small when it comes to Shisua. Because you're doing the act of the splitting, like chino almost, with both hands. But if you look at the lashon of the Rambam, the shisua is done biyad, biyadoi, singular. It doesn't say biyadoi, it says biyadoi. You're using the hand.
He's splitting the back of the bird.
The back of the bird, it's from the back.
Through the spine.
Through the spine.
The opposite of splash cup. Here's the cooking method.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe you understand, Baruch David. This is what we were discussing yesterday at the end.
Why don't you ask Jonathan if he's splitting hairs?
That's only when there are multiple inheritors.
In school,
by a
gun. Yeah.
There it says he took a sword.
And no, Sirachi doesn't bring. By a gun.
By a gun.
Yeah, that's.
Hand, but he used a sword. Right. So why did Rashi bring this to the
Yeah, that was bothering me.
Shimshai, where he rips apart the line.
Right. Yeah, why do we bring from, that's another question that was bothering me also, why don't you bring it from Shmuel, which is with the Cheru?
Right. And so by Shmuel, that he's split down or split across?
I would put it down.
Yeah. I would put it down.
Yeah, he split it.
Hard because the skull is pretty...
Yeah, that was quite a blow. So this is, if you have time, maybe to read. I'll try to research it more. But I didn't really see anyone who talks about this. The dinner she sued by a knife. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. All right, gotta learn. Let's go. Chatasoyf. All right. The Mishnah is, it seems more confusing than it is. All right. It just sounds like a riddle, but it's, you simplify it. It's not so difficult. Chatasoyf shatzol lemato kamaise chatos l'shem chatos sheva. We know. Chatas oif is done le mato by a oif. The opposite. The oilas oif is done le mailo. So if someone takes a chatas oif and you do it on the bottom below the chotas sikra, like the chatas, l'shem chatas, of course that's the best way to do it. Sheira. The Mishnah only says this case, agav the rest, obviously.
Taisus says,
first Taisus on the parrot, Taisus says, zuhi mitzvasov, agav achrina nokte. Okay. Now the next case. You take a chatas oif, kemaisei chatos, l'shem oilo, you do it like a chatos should be done, but you have shloi l'shma, l'shem oilo, or kemaisei oilo, or if you do it the way an oilo is done, you do a chatos with the process of an oilo, and we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly he changed. L'shem chatos, but he does have l'shem chatos, or let's say kemaisei oilo l'shem oilo, or he does it like an oilo l'shem oilo, which is of course going to be worse. The rule is that it is possible, it's completely possible. Now we understand, if you do the process of an oilo by a chatos, you did it wrong. What about the fact that you did it l'shem oilo, you did it like a regular chatos, but l'shem oilo? The problem over there, of course, is that it's shaloi l'shma, which is possible by a chatos. Okay? Aso l'mailo k'maise kulon. Let's say you do everything properly, the maisa is done, except that you did it in the wrong area. The rule is, whether you do it l'shem chatos, l'shem oilo, the machlish tois, the rule is if you do it on top, the rule is that it is possible. Psua. And we'll see again the source of this. Now go to oilo soif. Oilo soif she'asol l'mala k'masi oilo. Someone does the oilo soif on the top of the mizbech, and he does it in the way an oil is done, of course, l'shem oilo, it's kosher. Can't get it better than that. K'masi oilo l'shem chatos. Let's say he does a kemaise oilu l'shem chatos, and the rule is that it is ksheira, uvavashu oisa labailu l'shem chayva. Then he does it, but the rule is uvavashu oisa labailu l'chayva, meaning that you have to bring another one. Because it's a din of shalei l'shma b'ayin oilu, shalei l'shma b'ayin oilu, as we know, going back to the first parak, is that it's kosher b'ayin oilu l'shem chayva. Now, k'maisei chatas l'shem oilu, let's say he does it the way a chatas is done, l'shem oilu, k'maisei chatas l'shem chatas, in these cases it's possible, because you change the way it's performed, and again, we're going to see in the Gemara which part of the process of the oilu was changed. But it's going to be possible. Now here's the kicker, next case. Asol l'mata k'maisei kulon is psula. Let's say you do it lamato, an oil saif needs to be done lamalo, and you do it lamato. Even if you do it l'shem oilo, it doesn't matter, the rule is that it's going to be possible. Now think about this. And this also is going back to the, also back to the case before, where you do a chatas lamailo, and an oil lamato. Both cases, the Mishnah says possible. DOA, yeah. Now, think about it. If the Gemara is going to say, which it will on Amud Beis, that the Shinoi over here, where he did Lamala, is going to be referring to the Hazah, right? Because the Lilika could be done anywhere, that's not a problem. But the Hazah is what he changed. So he takes the Chatos, normally you need to do Hazah Lamata by a Chatos, and he does it Lamailo. That seems to be a classic case of Zrika Shalavim Kaimam. Right? The Mishnah says that if you do a chatos, the hazah of a chatos lamaila, or you do the hazah of an oila limato, it's going to be possible. You change the maisa of the carbon, it's going to be possible. It's possible. Why is it possible? We know before the din of mamish gamsa sugya rucha before chafei chavav, the din of zrika shalaybim kaima is it's asher bachila, but ba'il miskapru. Why is it possible? This is Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos says, "Avshe also avoid the ketikno haynu ba'achilo." Our bial in the scapula, Tosfos says, "The Shmuel dam leol perak beis, kiven shigia dam lemizbeach the scapula bialin." So this throughout Tosfos says, "Ein achanami, you're going to have a kapara." Very doichik in the lashon haMishnah. The Mishnah did say by Shalai Lishma, it's Oil Bailam Shan Oil Bailam Shem Khaiva. The wait Tais is saying it over here. The Mishnah is saying when it's possible, it's Lav Dafka. It's not really possible, it's only the fact that there's no heter achilu. And if you look at the Rambam Khaiva from the Rambam says that he says in where is it over here? It's Perek Zayin. Sulaim Adoshim Zion, he says, Chatas Oiv Shemoka Lamata Kunikas Oilo Lashem Chatos, Oi Kamaisa Chatos Lashem Oilo, Oi Kamaisa Oilo Lashem Oilo's Potul, Machin Oilo Shah Solomalo, Kamaisa Chatos Lashem Oilo. He says, whatever, he says the Mishnah, the words, Psul. He doesn't say the words that it's mutter to also to eat. He doesn't say that. So the Pashtos is, or Machlaik is here, Rambam and Toisvis. If there's a din of Zrika Shalabim Koimai on the Chatas Oif.
According to the Rambam, what is that?
Possible. There's no I Shmuel, vice versa from the Rambam. Shmuel's din won't apply by a knife, and it needs a beer. It needs an explanation.
Taisus argues,
needs an explanation. What's the machlekes over here? Not only that, the next
line in the Shita. Look at the very last line in the Shita. Reishchof Hei.
Reishchof Hei. Oh, very good. Let's see the shita. Shita says, the Feirish, like the Rambam. The question really is, he says the pasuk is only by Zvachim, but, you know, Azeh Gufa Anudon, why is it different by Zvachim? This needs a beer. Maybe we'll get into it. Major Brisker Rav on this. But the other big point here, and this is massive, is that the next Mishnah says v'kulon. The next Mishnah, all these cases that we listed now, in this Mishnah over here, where they're apostle, is going to be me'ilah. There's going to be me'ilah. Think about this. Zrika shlevim kaima. Is there me'ilah or is there no me'ilah? If you end up doing a zrika shlevim kaima with a bailam ar niskapru, no heter achila, but there's bailam ar niskapru, is there going to be an Isra Me'ilah or not?
Yeah. I just started that last night.
You're still holding stuff up.
Yeah, it's a Minchas Avraham. It's huge. I'm trying to figure it out.
Vaisda, you start the Chazanish. Chazanish brings this Raya. On Tosfos, you see that the, by if you hold this, the din is rikushan koyim by an oif. And the next Mishnah says that even though the bialim are niskapru, there's no etar achila, there's going to be a din me'ilah. And this is very, very tolui in the Reb Chaim we mentioned yesterday and Rashi. Maybe we'll get into it tomorrow. But the shaila is what exactly gets rid of the din of me'ilah. Is it based on the heter achila or is it not based on the kapara? We'll get back to this hopefully tomorrow. Right now we just got to. It wouldn't be a riot. Siba, not a siba. The question is what you need.
So it says, if you can eat it,
you can eat it. That's true, but do you need a heter achila? Let's say you have an isra achila for
it. It's at least a riot in one direction.
Yeah. That's the question.
Correct. The absence, if you're not allowed to eat it, you maybe.
That's the question. You need the heter achila. Yeah. Alright, Zogdi Gemara. Deshani b'mai. Let's get into the pshat of the Mishnah. Maybe we'll go back to the Zinyonim tomorrow. Deshani b'mai. I just wanted to bring it up. Deshani b'mai. What is the case that he was Mishana? The Mishnah. Let's go to the case, for example, of what he does. Kemaisa oil l'shem chatas. Okay, so he does a chatas oif in the way an oil is done. He did a l'shem chatas, but he did a chatas oif the way an oil is done. What did he do? Ilayim deshani b'malika. If you're going to say that what he did the malika differently, meaning what the din is by the chatas oif, you're not mavdil. And he was mavdil like an oilus oif in the malika. What's the Mishnah saying? It's possible. Name adloik Rabbi Yezer Reb Shimon. We know that this won't be like Rabbi Yezer Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yezer Reb Shimon said that if you're mavdil b'chatas oif, you don't have to, and it's kosher. So the chayyur this Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Shemati Shemavdil b'chatas oif like Rabbi Yezer Reb Shimon. Directly Gemara, what's that? Why is that a problem? Lava kimna adloik Rabbi Yezer Reb Shimon. That, what do you mean? That's what we said. The Mishnah before said chatas that your mavdil is possible. So we're not going like Rabbi Yezer Reb Shimon. Gemara says loy. Dishoni b'hazor. The Gemara says no. In Chanami, the Mishnah is before are not going like Rabbi Reb Shimon, but maybe this Mishnah can be going like Rabbi Reb Shimon. What's the shinoi in? The shinoi is going to be in the hazor, meaning what? By the oil asoif again. Chatas oif. What do? You do hazor and then mitzui. By oil asoif, you do a mitzui. What did he do? He skipped the whole hazor by a chatas and he just squeezed it against the mizbeach like an oil asoif. And therefore, the Mishnah says, apostle. So after Gemara, Chanami Mistabra, this is what's logical. Midutani Sefer, the Sefer says, Asol lemailo kamase kulon, is psula. If he takes the chatas, and he does it lemailo, like whatever he does, the fact is he changed the place. The rule is that it's apostle, because the chatas has to be done lemato. Bafiyu kamase chatas l'shem chatas. And this Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah, it's saying, even if he did it like a regular chatas, a good chatas, other than the fact that he did it lamaila, what did he do lamaila? The shani b'mai. Ilayim the shani b'malika. You're going to say he did the malika in the wrong place. Ha'amar mar, moka b'chamakam z'me'ach shera. We said before, a chatas oif, there's no hakpada where the malika is. It could be up, it could be down, it doesn't matter. So why would it be possible? Elalav, the shani b'hazo. Must be that when he did the chatas, he did the hazor in a different place, in the wrong place. With the sefer b'hazor, reishanami b'hazor. And since the sefer is talking about a case where he changed the hazor, the place of the hazor, that's a raya, that the reisha also is where he did a different, he did the wrong hazor. He did mitzui instead of hazor. That's the zok to Gemara. No, not a raya. Midi iria. Does this indicate anything? Hawk the iso, the hawk the iso. The sefer is talking about hazor, and the reisha is talking about malika. Maybe, in this mission within the Chanami, also be a raya, not like Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Next Gemara, oilus oif. Okay, the Mishnah said oilus oif that you're mishana, you do kemaisa chatos. The rule is that it's going to be possible. Everyone with me?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yitzchak, how you doing over there? Good morning. Every day, it's good to have you. Every day. Right. Those are the things that are ma'akiv. And the havdol, don't forget, the havdol, like we said, there's 10 differences. Some are ma'akiv and some aren't. Zogdi Gemara. Oilas ha'oif, the shani b'mai. Again, when the Mishnah said that he did the oilas ha'oif like a chatos, what performance, what was he performing that he changed?
Which act?
B'mai. Ilema deshani b'malika. What are you going to say? He did. He changed the malika. And therefore, what did he do? We know by an oila, you have to be mavdil. You have to shecht both simonim, and even according to the Rambam, you even have to decapitate it. He didn't do that. He shechted one simon by oila soif. That's the malika. Midetani seifa kulon emetamin b'veis ha'bliya umoylem b'hem. Neima d'loik Rabbi Yeshua. The Sefer says in all these cases, ein mitamin beveis habliya. The rule is that a nevela of an oif, tohar, not mitame binagia. You touch a dead bird that's kosher, you're not tame. You have to swallow it and eat it, and it has to go beveis habliya for you to have a tumah. For you to have tumah by an avela soif tohar. Now we know every malika technically is an avela. If it's done in a kosher way, so it doesn't have a din of an avela, obviously the kohen eats it, fine. But if you do it in a pasul way, then the rule is it's not matam beis habliya. It doesn't have a din of an avelas oif tahar. It's considered shechted. It doesn't have a din of an avela, and therefore it wouldn't be matam beis habliya. So now the Gemara is saying like this: if the case of the reisha where you did the oilo, the first Mishnah, where you did the Ayla, you did the Malika wrong by only doing one Simon, is that a Kosher Malika or is that not a Kosher Malika? Not really a Kosher Malika. And therefore what? It should be an Avela Seif Tahar, and it should be Matama Beis Avliya. It should be. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is that it's not Matama Beis Avliya. So Zotli Dimar, if you're gonna say that in the Reisha you changed the Malika, and you did it wrong, name it like Rabbi Yeshua. Dik Rabbi Yeshua HaOmar, Ein, Moil. I'm sorry, he holds Ein Moil, and there's no Me'ila. Everyone holds Ein Matam and Beis Ablil. Yeah, by Ulus
Oif. Yeah, so you're saying that you
use
one Simon as opposed to
a Hintel? Rashi translates Havdalah as two Simonim. Here, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Yeah, that's the Rambam. Rashi says, where's the Rashi in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So wait. So if the case is talking about Malika, I made a mistake. Tumas Beis Abliya, there's not. There's no Tumas Beis Abliya. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no Me'ila in a case. If you look at the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua, Eimer Ein Moilin Bo. There is no Me'ila if you're Shani B'Malika. So frankly, tomorrow, you're going to say what? That this first part of the Mishnah, which says that it's Pasul, and the next Mishnah says that there's going to be Me'ila, is not going to be going like Rabbi Yeshua, who says there's no Me'ila.
There's two parts of this. There's the Tumah part, and there's the
Me'ila.
Okay. So if the Malika is good...
Well, if the Malika is good, so then it doesn't have a din of Nevela. And it's not matame beveis abliya, because if it it's not an avela, it doesn't have a din of an avela. And also, if it's a good hakrava, then the meila also should go away. Without getting too deep into it, that's the pasha. Tali zeba zed seem to have a similar. If it's done the hakrava of a kosher hakrava, then the dinim depend, like the vela should go away and there shouldn't be me'ila. Okay. Oh, so the sefer can't be talking about Malika. It must be talking about the Elo b'mitzui. What did he do by the oilasa? If you do mitzui here instead, he did k'may sachatos. He did a hazon instead of a mitzui. Ema sefer oilasa if she has lamato k'may sechatos l'shem chatos oilasa if that she does lamato. Then we have another machlokes. If he does an oilas oif lamato, the way a chatos is done, we're not sure what that means yet. Rabbi Elazar says there's me'ila. Rabbi Yeshua says there's no me'ila. Deshani b'mai. What did he change? What did he do differently? Ilema b'mitzui. You're going to say what? He changed the mitzui. Meaning what? He did the oilas oif regular, except that he did lamato. He did mitzui of a chatos, which again, you do hazah instead of doing just a mitzvah, he did a hazah and a mitzvah, like a chatos is normally done, and he did a lamato. The rule in that case is there's a machlekes, and Rabbi Shua holds there's no me'ila. Zafi Gemara, Eimadam Rabbi Yeshua, Deshani Ben Malika. Rabbi Yeshua holds his din. That is no me'ilah when you change the oila and you do it like a chatos. There's no me'ilah. That's only when you change it by the malika. And I'll explain why. Because Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is that if you start already doing an oila like a chatos, already from the malika, it becomes a chatos. So he holds, if it becomes a chatos and you fear it ois like a chatos, there's no me'ilah. You did a kosher hakrova. But if you do a malika like an oila, regular oila, and after that, you change what you did, and you do it like a chatos, Rabbi Yeshua would never hold over there, there's no me'ilah. You did an oila without doing it sakrova. Of course there's me'ilah. So, b'mitzui, the Gemara says, b'mitzui mi omar. Would Rabbi Yeshua hold his halacha that by a mitzui, that you do an oila with the wrong hazah, with the wrong zvika, it's gonna have no me'ilah? How could have no me'ilah? You didn't do a kosher akrova. So what do you say? Elo b'malika. So that that case where you have Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua arguing must be talking about a case of Malika, Reisha, the Seif of the Malika. The Reisha, like we said before, that's not like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, we said it's going with Malika. The Seif is going with Malika, like we just said, and the middle case, which we had over here, where there is no Me'ilah, is talking about where he did, the case we just had now, is talking about kula emetame beis abli or moel b'hen, right? That's talking about mitzui. So reisha v'seifa is b'mlika, so miyat mitziyasa b'mitzui. So Gemara in reisha v'seifa b'mlika, the seifa umitziyasa b'mitzui. Yeah, in a chanami, reisha and the seifa are talking about malika, and the mitziyasa is b'mitzui. So let's just review that. The reisha which says that achatas ha'if that you do l'shem oila. Meaning what? You ended up doing Havdalah. The rule is that it's possible. That's the ratio. The Mitziyasa, which is the case over here, we have an Oila Sa'if that's done like a Chatos. The Shinoi over there was done by, you changed the way you did the Mitzui. Because if you changed the way you did the Malika, it wouldn't be like Rabbi Yeshua, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no Me'ila. And the next Mishnah says there is. So that the shinoi is going to be done in the mitzui. And then the sefer which says that there's no me'ila when you do an oila sa'if like a chatos, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that has to be talking about mitzui, because that has to be talking about malika. Because if you'd be talking about a mitzui, Rabbi Yeshua would never hold, there's no me'ila. Right, you have to chazal that if you don't understand that. It's very, very confusing. All right, I think we'll stop here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.